Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And thank you all for joining us again. We are continuing on in our 14-day kind of series about sex. You know, right. We're spending 14 consecutive days. If you have not listened to the other episodes that we've done, go back and listen to those, because we are building on this theme of sex, because we want to have 2024, or if you're listening in the future, whatever year you're in, we want to have it be your best year yet of sex within your marriage. And so today we are talking about having foreplay all day.
Yes.
What do we mean by that, sweetie?
We should have called this a fortnight of pleasure. Because isn't a fortnight 2 weeks?
Fortnight, yes.
And, you know, just, yeah.
Let's bring back Fortnite.
The Fortnite.
But not the video game. Like, the video game's awesome, my kids say. But, like, let's bring Fortnite
into
the vernacular. Say Fortnite. Like, and we can start saying thrice instead of three times.
Yeah,
I tried it thrice. Like, let's embrace that. Yeah.
You've got real moxie.
Yeah, let's bring back old words like
all
moxie.
Right. Thanks for joining us to learn more about sex. And today, it's about foreplay. Maybe this should have been the first episode, because really foreplay comes first, before the sex. But the mindset foreplay all day is that foreplay doesn't just start a few minutes before you want to have sex. It should be an all day intentionality of connecting, that we're flirting through the day, we're laughing through the day, we're giving each other physical affection through the day. And all of that is building up. It's building filling up our love bank, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it's also making it much easier to transition into a time of intentional sexual intimacy. You know, so we need to constantly be in kind of a mode of foreplay.
Yeah. And so what do we mean by that? Like foreplay? Foreplay, I think sometimes we think about sexual acts that are prior to intercourse.
Right. And it certainly can be that. Yeah.
I mean, and that is definitely part of foreplay. But really, what we underestimate are the conversations and the actions that we have all through the day prior to making love. And so,
I call it one play, two play, three play, and then foreplay.
Wow.
So
you're so silly. No, but what it can be is like waking up in the morning, making your spouse coffee. And I'm saying, do these things even when you don't know sex is going to happen in the day. Like,
right,
be kind all the time.
Just
because
be nice.
Really, we should show kindness and respect and gratitude all the time. But I think it is like, you know, being kind to each other in the morning, you know, greeting each other with a smile, sending each other off to your day with a kiss, and just being mindful and being very intentional about your actions. I think you can text each other flirtatiously throughout the day. I think women, something that I've never really understood as a woman, but I'm now 22 years later married, you know, understanding, is how much most men really love to see their wives in lingerie. Like, nice bra and panties.
It is the best wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Imaginable.
Because I used to think, like, why is this such a big deal? The whole point is taking it off. Like,
that's right.
So,
but
I'm like, why is this a big
deal?
Because
guys are so visual.
Right.
I mean, we love to see just,
women are visual too.
Of course.
But
women are visual too. But it does seem to manifest very differently, because a woman's thinking, I don't want to see him marching around in a lacy Speedo or something.
I mean, there might be somebody out there.
And if you're into that, enjoy the freedom of the bedroom as a married couple. But for men, most men, like, we are so visually aroused.
Right.
That's why we don't want the lights completely off. Our wife's like, oh, but I'm insecure. Like, no, we want to see you. Like, mm-hmm. you look amazing. Like, I think most wives don't have a concept of just how powerful an effect their body has on their husband.
Yeah.
And ladies, you do. Your body, for the most of the time, you know, there might be some times where your guy is like sabotaged by pornography or other things.
Yeah.
But most cases, your man is absolutely mesmerized by your body. He wants to see it. He wants you he wants to just see you comfortable in your own skin.
Right. That's a good way to word it. Like seeing you not ashamed of
it. Yeah, confident. He wants that your confidence turns him on.
Mm-hmm. Even and if you're not feeling confident. And the same for men. Confident. When men are confident, it's a turn on as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the whole lingerie thing, like I remember in the beginning of our marriage, when we were engaged, some people threw me, and I was still in college, but somebody, I don't even know who threw this shower, but somebody threw a lingerie shower, which I was like so embarrassed. Again, like I grew up where we barely even talked about sex and—
You didn't at all.
I mean,
not
really.
Like, don't do it.
Like it was just don't do it. And so certainly, I mean, it just was a very new concept to me, this whole lingerie thing. And so of course they bought me like really nice things. And I think there were some books thrown in there of like, you know, of a sexual nature that you were supposed to enjoy once you're married or whatever. And kind of like for married couples is what I'm talking about. And I remember just being kind of embarrassed by it and also couldn't, like, why is this a big deal? And so we get married and I have all this nice stuff and I'm thinking, I feel silly wearing this, you know?
No, that is not silly.
And you would tell me, you're like, this is, you know, I love this so much. And I think this is awesome. And I'm like, and I didn't feel like, because I think some women, maybe because of their past, they feel
it objectified
wrong about
or something.
It. And now granted, I would never, I mean, men, don't, if your wife has some kind of trauma that is associated with lingerie because someone else used this in a controlling manner or in a negative,
or
dirty.
Or anything,
like
any
anything,
sexual
right. I mean, it could be
act or just sexual behavior.
Yes.
That was demeaning or degrading to her.
Yes.
Then be very, very sensitive toward
and
that.
Certainly don't force her to do something that she's uncomfortable doing. I mean, that's just not loving.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes women, I mean, I think, you know, most ladies, we like having nice lingerie, but like, you know, I mean, like a little lacier and just things that are a little sexier than maybe you would just wear on your daily, you know, daily because, you know, but it's, I think that we underestimate how really that is such a turn on for the husband. And even something as simple as saying like, I bought some new lingerie, I can't wait for you to see it later.
That will make my day.
Is literally like,
I mean, just the other day, you know, Ashley came in and just kind of flashed me with, check out these new panties. And I'm telling you, it stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, yes, I mean. I'm super excited about some Mother's Day gifts and future birthday gifts that I have coming up. And it's made possible through our friends at Aura, A-U-R-A. An Aura frame is essentially a digital picture frame that you can upload and customize really at any point. You can have your pictures streaming in real time. You can change what pictures it shows. You can make it exactly what you want it to be. It's so customizable. It's so cool. You can even add pictures to a loved one's frame in some other state or other part of the world by uploading a new picture you think they'll love that'll pop up on their frame. And it's a great way to keep families connected. I think this is one of the most thoughtful gifts that you can give. So I want you to go to AuraFrames.com and use the promo code NAKED to get $30 off plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, and I promise you, they're going to love their Aura frame. It was the highlight.
Well, because I have four kids.
Like, it was a highlight.
And I'm a mom.
And it made me super excited about what might happen.
Well,
soon.
I will just say this. They were having one of the Cyber Monday sales was like all this Victoria's Secret stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I'm 42 years old. My kids are older. I mean, I've had many years where I'm just momming it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, let's spice it up a little bit. And you were, I mean, it's been like really like a gift to you, I guess.
So, it has been a gift.
Yeah. And it's like, and I think too, over the years, and I've talked about this very open on this podcast, my body has changed a lot. And I do try to be really healthy. I exercise regularly. I try to eat really healthy. But I've had a lot of changes in my body. And it's not always been what I want it to be. And Dave has been so sweet. And I think that's where I'm going with this, is I think that's why I've shied away. There's been years where I've not been real keen on wearing lingerie because I don't feel real secure wearing, you know, panties that are not as comfortable or maybe show a little bit more, you know, when you're just wearing panties or whatever. But I just didn't feel good about it. But what I found is Dave, you know, you've loved my body through all the different changes, through pregnancy all the way to after having babies and trying to, you know, get back in shape. Like, you've always made me feel beautiful. And that builds my confidence. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And it makes me, that in and of itself is foreplay for me, because you see me as beautiful. You see me as desirable. And it's helped to build my confidence.
Well, I do 100%. But husbands, listen, like, your words of affirmation, they matter so much. Like, let your wife know over and over again that you find her beautiful and captivating, and that you're so attracted to her, and you still feel so lucky that she is your wife, and you would pursue her all over again if given the chance.
Yeah.
And
well, and one thing you said to me is, and it's like, you know, because I've said on here before, there's been times where I've been really, like, really skinny, probably too skinny, and then there's been times where I've been a little more curvy, is how I would say it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been on Weight Watchers before, so I've had weight that I wanted to lose, you know, but I try to speak in positive terms. So yeah, more voluptuous, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
And I've loved,
like, I like the variety.
I love all the variety.
Well, I was talking with two of my best friends at our little Christmas dinner that we did together. And one of my friends is going through menopause, and she said that she's gained a little weight kind of in her backside. And she's always been a pretty thin person and hasn't really had much of a backside, and she said her husband has been going crazy, and she's like, and I'm over here thinking I need to lose weight. She's like, I've gained like 10 or 15 pounds, and he's like, no, please don't. He's like, this is awesome. And he's like, I've always loved your body, but this is a whole new side of you, you know?
Literally.
Yeah, like literally. And so for her, here she is going through menopause, seeing her husband, and they're also recent empty nesters, like seeing her husband so excited. She's like, it just gives me so much confidence. And yes, she's still getting in, you know, she's trying to still be healthy and all that kind of thing. But she's like, it just, I didn't know, you know, and we were laughing about it. And I'm like, I know we're so hard on ourselves, and we just don't realize how much our husbands find us desirable. But, and if we did, I think it would help us to have more confidence. And then you feel better about yourself. And so, then you do want to take better care of yourself. You know, it's like this whole cycle.
So for husbands and wives both, make sure your spouse knows, like, that you love their body, that you're so attracted to them. And even if they're in a place where they're trying to get healthier, and they you know, they have insecurities about, you know, let them know, like, listen, I support your health journey and all that, but I celebrate you and love you just as you are. Like, I mean, I'm attracted to you right now. And make sure they know that. That's going to create such connection inside and outside the bedroom
for both men and women. And that, you know, I know we're talking about foreplay all day, but I think the point that we're trying to make with this big talk about bodies and insecurity and attraction is that when you are mindful of trying to compliment your spouse on their body, but also trying to compliment your own body, like, just like, women, you know, wearing the lingerie, not that you have to, I mean, I'm just saying this is something you could do to spice things up. Certainly if it's not your thing, don't do it. I mean, I'm not saying this is a must, but I think that just don't underestimate what that can do. And men, I mean, your woman wants to see you confident and you flexing and you, you know, just being your funny self, or being, you know, like, I mean, just women, we like to see that too in our man. And it's just something that is really sexy, like, when you're confident and you're, you know, doing your thing that you do. So I just think that we underestimate that. I think, what are some other ways that we can have foreplay all day, sweetie?
Well, I would say stay tuned over the next several weeks.
Yeah.
Because we're going to continue to talk about things, even when foreplay is not the topic. But all of what we're going to continue to talk about over these 2 weeks is going to help you have a mindset of prioritizing sex, prioritizing foreplay, prioritizing connection inside and outside the bedroom. And so just stay tuned.
That's right.
Is a resource that we recommend. Again, two resources. There's a free resource we have available for you in the show notes. Just click on the link. And then also our book, The Counterfeit Climax, which has some great conversation guides to help you and your spouse connect on a more intimate level sexually. So check that out. Continue to stay tuned. We'll have a new episode for you tomorrow.